The project's been tangled in a complicated city process and a lot of neighborhood opposition. It's also been tangled in the larger TM Montante project developing the former site of Millard Fillmore Hospital. Canterbury Woods will buy its site from Montante, and the rest will be built by that developer over the next few years. The planning board approved the overall site plan. Canterbury President and CEO Robert Wallace says it's a go.
Our target is the first week in February. We're hoping to close on the land deal, the land acquisition, and that was part and parcel to the other thing that they voted on today, which is parceling up the land at Gate Circle. So certainly that benefits us. And we are ready to go, or should be ready to go, by the first week in February.
To get that approval, Canterbury put another $250,000 into adding brick and stone to the building design and removing the last of the proposed steel panels in the original design. Prominent neighborhood opponent Daniel Sack conceded defeat.
My neighbors love the project. Indeed, many people, myself included, would wish it was a bigger project, not only including the apartments, but assisted living, but extended nursing care units also. But they choose not to do that. But we do. Everybody likes the idea of Canterbury Woods. But I don't like the design still.
Wallace says the fight over the outside hasn't affected the design of the inside at all, a design mostly controlled by state regulations. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.